For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Deadlines are looming for the August 11th primary. The deadline is today at 5 p.m. to request a regular or overseas absentee ballot from your municipal clerk for the August 11th primary. If you are indefinitely confined, tomorrow at 5 p.m. is your deadline. It may be possible to vote in-person absentee, though, August 9th. Contact your municipal clerk's office for more information, as those hours may vary. And visit myvote.wi.gov for further information. Governor Evers is calling up the National Guard to assist at the polls for the August 11th primary. Despite most voters transitioning to mail-in voting, the state of Wisconsin is still roughly 900 poll workers short. The National Guard was activated in April to assist in the spring primary, but with no statewide races on the August ballot, turnout is expected to be less than April's. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Five community centers in Dane County are the recipients of a new grant program intended to increase access to mental health and behavioral health services for young people. The program was actually created ahead of the coronavirus pandemic, according to the Dane County executive Joe Parisi. The five community centers spread across Dane County are set to receive $25,000 for the remainder of the year, and if the Dane County supervisors approve, could receive an additional $50,000 in 2021. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Milwaukee Police Chief Morales could be fired today, and the FPC could vote in a new chairman as well. Morales has said he will follow the directives of the Fire and Police Commission handed down in July. All signs point to Morales' lawyer Frank Gimble and the police department laying groundwork for a possible lawsuit. Meanwhile, an independent investigator hired by the FPC determined FPC Chair Stephen DeVogus lied about his legal representation of politically connected real estate developer Kalen Haywood Sr. Mayor Barrett has said he has no confidence in DeVogus, and earlier this week, Morales released a video per FPC directive that featured the line, which prompted outrage from several peaceful activists in Milwaukee. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with some of your headlines. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. for a continuing series of debates heading into the Wisconsin primary. Wisconsin Republicans are working to help get Chicago rapper Kanye West on the ballot in Wisconsin for the November election. Signatures were submitted Tuesday to get Yeezy on the ballot, what many consider an effort to undermine Democrat Joe Biden. It's unclear, however, what voting base the husband of Kim Kardashian will have. Noah's Ark in Wisconsin Dells will close for the remainder of the season over the coronavirus concerns, as cases are beginning to break out in rural areas at rates similar to urban centers. The Brewers recorded their first home win of pandemic play in a 1-0 win that saw both teams' starting pitchers go 7 innings. They go again tonight at 7 p.m. The Bucks are hoping to avoid a 3-game losing streak as they take on the Heat this afternoon. Highs today around 77 with mostly clear skies. Overnight lows around 60 degrees. Friday highs near 80 degrees with partly cloudy skies in Madison, clear skies in Milwaukee. Saturday a high of 80 with a chance of thundershowers in the afternoon. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.